This is Wade Brensky with the Chief Organizer's Report. Federal worker chaos. Being a federal worker, once upon a time, as recently as months ago, was a good gig. It was a stable job with regular hours, good benefits, decent wages, and real stability, especially compared to the dog-eat-dog nature of the private sector. It was a job that met aspirations and provided security. Now, under Must-Trump 2, forget about it. It's chaos, and the administration's mishandling of the federal workforce is one of the key factors threatening the entire U.S. economy. What the frick? Before Congress, President Trump touted the carnage of the federal workforce after his first 2 months back at the wheel. Subsequently, he's pulled back on the throttle as the mayhem and impact of their missteps have become clearer. He's now instructed agencies to implement the cuts rather than Elon Musk's dog. He's now suggested they use a scalpel, not a hatchet. Is it possible they've learned something from their disastrous cuts so far? It's doubtful, but then their embarrassment has to be palpable. First, virtually all of DOGE's claims have been discounted and discredited with two sets of silent revisions about false claims, bad math, and contract confusion, while they mainly hit minority and women-led small business and given a pass to huge contractors, especially on the defense side, where Musk feeds as well. Secondly, they keep taking big, crazy steps forward and then having to take back some cuts to critical services, as well as losing in court. New York Times tried to puzzle this out, but the task seems impossible to completely clarify. For example, this week, the chief culprit in the cutbacks, the Office of Personnel Management, revised its guidance about terminating all probationary employees in the wake of legal reverses, now advising the individual agencies are to make these determinations. Who knows who's in and out now? One big problem with the myth of governmental worker irrelevancy promoted by the right is that the hatchet work also imperiled the safety of food, medical devices, and nuclear arms, forcing almost all of these workers to be reinstated because their services were vital and couldn't be drowned in a bathtub, as some conservatives argue. Bipartisan pushback restored some jobs in some departments, while the courts halted the bleeding in other areas. Amazingly, veterans seem to be particularly hit adversely. Who out there, no matter how partisan, can possibly believe that the administration knows what's doing? Increasingly, darn few who actually are paying attention. Meanwhile, government employees on the other end of the hatchet are left confused and uncertain. The terms of the layoff are often so opaque that the workers aren't eligible for unemployment. Many can't figure out they're even actually out of work or about to be called back. What a miserable situation. If really terminated, others face the prospect of a tightening labor market in the private sector, increasingly uncertain about the overall economy, with some economists now whispering the R word and concerned about the Trump moves triggering not just a slowdown, but a recession. Some worker skills were specific and perhaps not in demand in the private sector. Where's a park ranger or an environmental scientist going to find an opening? And then there's Musk, the Federal Employee Waiving Act, who is supposedly not a federal employee or directing anything, but who Trump said in his speech was doing so, likely complicating, if not conceding, the lawsuits that have demanded that his position required approval by Congress. He's on first, but no one knows who's on second or for how long, as lives, public service, and the economy are being tragically eviscerated. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.